Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Today we're lucky to have an interview with Samuel Jeffrey, a long-term traveler, expat, and English teacher. Welcome, Samuel.
Good afternoon.
So, what's it like teaching English abroad?
I've said it many times before. Teaching English abroad is a great way to see the world. Having a secure income and an employer that helps you get set up in a foreign country takes away most of the risk and expense of moving abroad. Personally, I've used teaching English in Korea as a spring wake-up call to get new ideas about living abroad for 6 years and traveling the world.
How was teaching English in Korea?
When I was tutoring English in university, the majority of my students were from South Korea. They encouraged me to consider trying teaching English after I finished my degree, and the idea really grew on me over time. In hindsight, it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I've had really good experiences in Korea, and I now consider it my home away from home. I've found over time that my skills as a teacher have improved, and I've always found students to be a joy to teach. Korea has a lot to offer in terms of culture, food, and interesting destinations to explore.
What is the quality of life of an English teacher in Korea?
The quality of life for an English teacher is generally very high, provided they've secured a reputable job. A typical contract includes return airfare, a free apartment, severance bonuses, and a low tax rate. A teacher is typically left with a lot of disposable income after payday. If a teacher is frugal and lives like a local, there's a potential to save between 50 to 75% of their salary each month. Overall, in larger cities, there is a vibrant expat community with plenty of opportunities to enjoy a variety of different activities. One of the true highlights of living in Korea is the diverse cuisine. Some of my favorite dishes are as spicy as I've ever tried in Asia.
What are the typical salaries for English teachers in Korea in U.S. dollars?
The average salary for a starting teacher would be anywhere between $1,700 to $2,200 per month, with a free apartment, depending on experience, qualifications, and the level which one is teaching, private, public, university. For more experienced teachers, the average salary would be between $2,100 to $2,500. Finally, those who are working at prestigious universities, large companies, or doing research or development, the sky is the limit. I've heard of individuals pulling in between $5,000 to $10,000, but this is very rare, and only for those who have advanced qualifications such as a master's degree, and lots of experience teaching in Korea.
Would you teach English again?
I would. I would definitely teach English overseas again. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to experience a new culture, travel, and save money. Unlike backpacking, it offers one the opportunity to feel as though they are part of the local community. The one tip I would suggest is to carefully research your potential school before signing any contract. Although there are excellent schools, the ESL industry is also rife with dodgy operators who have little concern for the welfare of their teachers or students.
Thank you very much, Samuel.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the text again.
Today, we're lucky to have an interview with Samuel Jeffrey, a long-term traveler, expat, and English teacher. Welcome, Samuel.
Good afternoon.
So, what's it like teaching English abroad?
I've said it many times before. Teaching English abroad is a great way to see the world. Having a secure income and an employer that helps you get set up in a foreign country takes away most of the risk and expense of moving abroad. Personally, I've used teaching English in Korea as a spring wake-up call to get new ideas about living abroad for 6 years and traveling the world.
How was teaching English in Korea?
When I was tutoring English in university, the majority of my students were from South Korea. They encouraged me to consider trying teaching English after I finished my degree, and the idea really grew on me over time. In hindsight, it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I've had really good experiences in Korea, and I now consider it my home away from home. I've found over time that my skills as a teacher have improved, and I've always found students to be a joy to teach. Korea has a lot to offer in terms of culture, food, and interesting destinations to explore.
What is the quality of life of an English teacher in Korea?
The quality of life for an English teacher is generally very high, provided they've secured a reputable job. A typical contract includes return airfare, a free apartment, severance bonuses, and a low tax rate. A teacher is typically left with a lot of disposable income after payday. If a teacher is frugal and lives like a local, there's a potential to save between 50 to 75% of their salary each month. Overall, in larger cities, there is a vibrant expat community with plenty of opportunities to enjoy a variety of different activities. One of the true highlights of living in Korea is the diverse cuisine. Some of my favorite dishes are as spicy as I've ever tried in Asia.
What are the typical salaries for English teachers in Korea in U.S. dollars?
The average salary for a starting teacher would be anywhere between $1,700 to $2,200 per month, with a free apartment, depending on experience, qualifications, and the level which one is teaching, private, public, university. For more experienced teachers, the average salary would be between $2,100 to $2,500. Finally, those who are working at prestigious universities, large companies, or doing research or development, the sky is the limit. I've heard of individuals pulling in between $5,000 to $10,000, but this is very rare, and only for those who have advanced qualifications, such as a master's degree, and lots of experience teaching in Korea.
Would you teach English again?
I would. I would definitely teach English overseas again. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to experience a new culture, travel, and save money. Unlike backpacking, it offers one the opportunity to feel as though they are part of the local community. The one tip I would suggest is to carefully research your potential school before signing any contract. Although there are excellent schools, the ESL industry is also rife with dodgy operators who have little concern for the welfare of their teachers or students.
Thank you very much, Samuel.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.